From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is away on assignment. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, some Iranians accuse their government of giving in to the West on nuclear inspections. But our lead story today comes from Iraq, where six U.S. soldiers were killed today when their helicopter crashed near Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit. In another incident, a U.S. soldier died in an ambush on his convoy in the northern city of Mosul. All this comes amid reports that Turkey has decided not to send troops into Iraq as previously promised. Joining us from Baghdad is NPR's Ivan Watson, and he'll go over each of these developments with us. Hello, Ivan.
Hello, Madeline.
Ivan, what more can you tell us about this helicopter crash near Tikrit?
Well, this incident took place this morning, and it was actually within sight of the U.S. military headquarters in Tikrit, which is located in one of Saddam's former palaces on a clifftop overlooking the Tigris River. And one of the U.S. officers I spoke with said she could see the smoke from the wreckage of that helicopter after it went down. My colleague, Peter Kenyon, from NPR, traveled up to Tikrit today, and he spoke with eyewitnesses as well as U.S. officers who said they believed that the helicopter had actually been shot down. The U.S. military is still officially saying that the incident is under investigation. They don't know the exact cause. The fact of the matter is this is the third American helicopter to be brought down in the past 2 weeks. Recall just last Sunday, the Chinook transport helicopter that was shot down by some missile-like device, and a 16th U.S. soldier died of wounds as a result of that attack yesterday, the Pentagon reporting this happening in Germany.
And another U.S. soldier died in an ambush near Mosul. So what does this say about how effectively the U.S. controls that region, the north of Iraq?
Well, Mosul has always been a bit of a problem area. There have been some successes on the part of the U.S. troops that are stationed there, but we really have seen periodically some kinds of attacks going against U.S. troops there. For instance, on Wednesday, the U.S. military reported, I believe, 4 rocket-propelled grenade attacks in a 2.5-hour period in Mosul. So the resistance seems to have reared its head over the course of the past week, seriously.
Also today, reports that Turkey won't send troops to Iraq. Is that bad news for the U.S.?
Well, it will require the U.S. to rely more on its own troops in the future. One of the problems with bringing Turkey in was that Iraqis were really opposed to the presence of Turkish troops here. The Kurds in the north, who have tense relations with the Turks, they didn't want them. And even the Shias, who are their power bases in the south, some of their political groups were very vocal, saying, we don't want any troops from neighboring countries, so it will be a setback for U.S. servicemen and women in that more of them will be required to be based on the ground here, rather than passing the buck and having perhaps 10,000 Turkish troops fulfill some of those duties here in Iraq.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad, thank you so much.
Thank you, Madeline.